I'd been at Golgotha, standing beneath the cross as they lowered him to the ground. We wrapped him quickly in cloths and carried him to the tomb because we had to finish before the sun set. Sabbath was coming. The men carried him into the tomb and sealed it tight. We knew we wouldn't be able to give him proper burial until after the Sabbath. Our hopes had been all wrapped in his being the Messiah. And now, we buried those hopes with him in a borrowed tomb. And for 3 dark, heartbreaking days, he lay in that place. And for 3 dark, heartbreaking days, we huddled together, wondering, what now? Our Savior was dead. 3 days had passed when we could finally return with the spices and the burial cloths to prepare him a proper burial. At sunrise, as we walked toward the place where he lay, I felt the weight of it all. His capture, the beating, the crucifixion, and now this, our last act of care for him. The other Mary was the first to arrive, and when she turned to us, the look of confusion and fear on her face was horrible. She whispered, "He's gone. Gone." I pushed past and stood at the opening, and he was gone. But above where he should be stood the brightest angel, saying, "Who do you seek?" And I'm thinking, well, Jesus, of course. This is where we buried him. But the angel must have heard my thoughts, because he said, "He's not here among the dead. He's risen." My heart was racing, my tears of joy. Jesus, the Savior, risen. He's alive. Alive. Jesus lives.